Mr. Morganson's new tape. This is Mr. Morganson's new tape. Channel 1 right on Mr. Morganson's new tape. And this is Visit With Him on Thursday afternoon, I think it was, the 21st of November, 1968. Late, coming in from town, and I went from there and called on Mr. Gallagher and sat while he ate his waffles for supper. Then came on back to the store and talked about Jim Means and his mother, Aunt Augusta. This is Channel 1 right on Mr. Morganson's new reel. Channel 1 right on Mr. Morganson's new reel. And this is his the visit, just a few minutes. Drop by, check in with him on Thursday afternoon, coming back from town on the 21st of November, 1968.
I want to tell you way too much of it. That's the thing. Now, I'm pretty agreed to all that stuff, you know. Yeah, he did. You never heard him open his mouth against it.
Yeah.
Ramsey Clark said that he's going to quit, that just leave them niggers alone up there in Washington burning and burn up them little nigger businesses now. Not white people, yeah, but nigger people's business.
Well, don't you get tired of
this? Yeah. If he said leave them alone, they'd get tired and quit. Well, who ever heard of a thief of getting tired of stealing? But Ramsey Clark said that. Well, Nixon said that his first order of business would be to fire Ramsey Clark.
Yeah. He'll do it.
I hope he does.
Let me ask you.
I don't know. I said I didn't do bad in there, although I could have done a whole lot more business than I did, but I made a living out of it. I didn't make any money.
Yeah.
And when I sold my stock out and things, I figured I got my money out of my stock.
Yeah.
So I worked there 7 years and lived.
Yeah.
And then when I left, I got a little profit on the real estate. Had a little more than I did when I went there.
Yeah. And you had enough to build this house.
Well, I had, yeah. Yeah, I had enough to build this house. In fact, I didn't put none of that. I took a check I got over there and put it in Guaranty Federal.
Oh.
Part of it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to run too much in Guaranty Federal. I don't insure for over $15,000, you know.
Yeah.
So I put part of it in Guaranty Federal, part of it in First Federal. And then I had enough money in the bank to build a house besides that.
Yeah.
That is, when I sold my stock out, I put that in the bank, see?
Yeah.
And I built the house out of my stock.
Yeah.
I didn't touch any savings I had at all.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, man, I can't imagine what he meant to that. I've been wanting to ask him ever since.
Well, I'll tell you what you run into. You know, I had some grocers over there. Miles, I'll tell you the truth. I've seen people go down here and catch a bus and go to town and buy a loaf of bread with some other stuff and come back out there and set their groceries down and come in and get something that they'd forgotten to get in town. And I would see the bread in the bag, and I had the same bread with the same price on it there, and they paid a bus fare to town and a bus fare back and bought the same thing at the same price.
Yeah.
Now, I don't say they didn't have some other things in there that I didn't have, such as meat and stuff that way, you know. But that's the way they'll do. They got it in their head. Everybody, these chain stores have sold them on the idea of, you know, they advertise so much.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what they'll do. They'll buy from you, if a little groceryman out like this or out there, either one, they'll buy from him when they haven't got any money on a credit and pay him when they get ready, if they do ever get ready, and they'll go to town and spend their money. They'll come in there, they'd come in my store over there and throw down a check and say, cash that. I'd cash it and turn around and go somewhere else and spend it. See, not spend a cent of it with me. And I just got sick and tired of it, and that's the reason I sold out. And I said to myself, I'll be glad when I get so I can just walk up and down the street here and just look you people right in the face, and I have to depend on you for nothing. And that's just what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
And I had one talking a while back that had been doing that, and he said, what you working at now? I said, I'm not working. I said, I've retired first year. You don't do nothing? I said, no, and I don't intend to do nothing. I don't want no job. Well, said, could you get a job in that your age if you want to? I said, yeah, I've been offered 3 or 4 jobs. And I have. I've been offered 3 or 4 jobs. I said, I don't want no job. I don't want to work. I said, if I work and make money, the government take away from me, give some bastard won't work. I got nothing to live on. I'm just going to quit.
Yeah.
That's what I did. I just quit.
Yeah. Mr.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say when he started out, the first thing he said. First speech I ever heard him make. He said he was going to beat Hubert Humphrey, get rid of Hubert Humphrey and Lyndon Johnson and that bunch of liberals in the White House and surround them.
Yeah.
They're gone, ain't they?
Yeah.
All right. Would Nixon carried Florida if it hadn't been for Wallace? No, Nixon would have carried Florida because Republicans all voted for Nixon.
Yeah.
Wallace split Humphrey's vote. Wallace split Humphrey's vote. That's the reason Humphrey didn't carry Florida.
I don't know.
Illinois. Wallace got 600,000 votes out of Chicago. Would Nixon carry Illinois? He didn't carry Illinois that much.
Yeah.
If that 600,000 votes, Cook County in Chicago, Cook County, Chicago's in Cook County, and Cook County is where the Democrats always get the majority.
Yeah.
Well, he got 600,000 votes of those Democrats there.
Yeah.
Well, if it hadn't been for Wallace, Nixon wouldn't have carried Illinois.
Yeah.
Wallace elected Richard Nixon, just as sure as you're standing there.
Yeah.
And he done just what he was aiming to do. And I'll tell you something else he done. Now, you remember, they think we're fools.
That's right. They
think the people ain't got no sense. Yeah. But you remember 8 years ago when Dick Nixon and Jack Kennedy was running for president, that one of them get up and make a speech, and all he did was try to out-promise the other one to some minority group somewhere.
Yeah.
When the other one got up to make his speech, he tried to out-promise that one to the same minority group.
Yeah.
They never thought you and I, fellas like us, that worked and paid these bills ever amounted to a damn thing.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you'd have heard Nixon speak this time, you'd have thought it was George Wallace. Time and again, I've heard him speaking in there, and I didn't know which one it was until, I'd hear somebody saying what was said, you know.
Right.
Wouldn't the other man speak, but somebody saying what was said,
yeah.
And I wouldn't know where it was Nixon or Wallace.
Yeah.
Well, you see, Nixon just turned around and went the other way. And down here at this Republican convention in Miami, David Brinkley said, make no mistake about it, George Wallace had more to do with writing that Republican platform than any man there.
Yeah.
Well, I see. He done a good deed.
That's right.
He done more than that he even thought he would do
by
changing all that stuff.
Yeah.
He never had no idea of ever being president.
All these, I didn't realize.
I tell you what, for 100 years.
Yeah.
And the South and the Western states haven't had sense enough to know they could get together and beat them.
Yeah.
This is the first time they ever did.
Yeah.
I know you've heard all your life that if you don't carry New York and Pennsylvania, you're out.
Yeah.
Well, Nixon didn't carry the one of them, and he's not out.
You know, that'd be a mark.
Yeah, we think like those Western people do. But those New Englanders, they don't think like we do. They don't think a thing like we do.
Let me ask you.
I guess I'm intending to use it now, and I'd buy that.
Yeah.
I'd buy a glass line.
Yeah.
But tank, I mean.
Yeah.
Because they keep the rust down, you know, and all. Of course, somebody throws a rock and hits the side of it, you done got it broke.
Yeah. Well, the reason I asked you, I was over at Mr. Patterson's this morning, and his... He had an ice pick sticking in it. The one he had, it was galvanized. And it just lasted. It's been over there just a year or two at the most. And they do that, I guess. They'll just, even the new ones, lock them in. At least,
I've uptown, been uptown this afternoon paying some bills. Some of the final bills.
Yeah.
Took the final bill to the lawyer this afternoon.
Yeah.
And, and sent a final bill to Taylor Iron Works this afternoon. We've got 16,000 more bills to pay, and then we'll be through with it. $170,000.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
But you just forced into it.
Water, the old well's going dry, and a lot of them contaminated.
Yeah.
You know, you can't have water out like this where there's a whole conglomeration of people, around.
Yeah.
Septic tanks and everything.
Yeah. All
I think it's going to work out all right. I believe we're going to work out
Yeah.
Fine.
Well, that's
and that's all it is. Just this little short visit, and this is about 100 on the dial, Channel 1 right. That's the end of this little visit with Mr. Morganson on Thursday, the 21st of November 1968, and this is about 100 on the dial, Channel 1 right.